Every New Year's Eve, after the champagne has been popped, the ball has dropped, and everyone is feeling very merry indeed, revelers queue up the same song they've been queuing up for decades. You know the one. It makes you cry, even though you don't understand it and know almost none of the words. A handful of options pop up when you search for the meaning of Auld Lang Syne. Times, days gone by, old time's sake, long, long times ago, and even once upon a time among them. The most common consensus is something like, for old time's sake, which is about as direct an interpretation as you can get, as the word-for-word translation is old long since. The line about for Auld Lang Syne is essentially for the sake of old times. For the record, it never says the totally nonsensical for the sake of Auld Lang Syne. Beyond the words themselves, there's even less agreement about how exactly the tune came to be a New Year's tradition. The song originated as a poem, but it probably wasn't written by Robert Burns, as is commonly believed, at least not entirely. The poet was simply the first person to write down an old Scottish folk song. It bears more than a passing resemblance to Auld Lang Syne, a ballad that was printed by James Watson in 1711. Burns himself said, "I took it down from an old man." And whether it was transcribed or co-authored, it's safe to say that the Auld Lang Syne we know today is some combination of an old poem and Burns's creative input. In any case, Burns sent a copy of the poem to a friend in 1788 and wrote, "There is more of the fire of native genius in it than in half dozen of modern English bacchanalians." Later, he contributed it to the Scots Musical Museum. 5 years later, Burns wrote to James Johnson, who was assembling a book of old Scottish songs. The following song, an old song, of the olden times, and which has never been in print, nor even in manuscript, until I took it from an old man. It is unclear whether Johnson linked Burns to the song in his credits, but by the time the book was published in 1796, the poet was dead. He'd never know that those words would eventually help secure his own cultural immortality. The words aren't the only element that evolved over the years. It's believed that the original tune is different than the one we drunkenly hum along to today. Originally, the song had a more traditional folk song, one that could be heard in, of all things, 2008's Sex and the City movie. This version is still performed today, but with much less frequency than the New Year's standard. The melody we all know was used at the suggestion of music publisher George Thompson. How then did a Scottish folk song with a murky provenance and nothing at all to do with New Year's Eve become associated with the holiday? It's largely thanks to bandleader Guy Lombardo. In 1929, Lombardo and his band played Auld Lang Syne as traditional music while performing at New York City's Roosevelt Hotel during a New Year's Eve broadcast. It was played just after midnight and heard over radio and television airwaves, inadvertently spawning a global tradition. Today, Auld Lang Syne is one of the most recognizable songs around the world, where it's played at funerals, celebrations, and as a warning that closing time is approaching at stores throughout Japan. To impress your date this New Year's Eve, learn the correct words, and don't worry too much about the meaning. As Sally Albright says, anyway, it's about old friends. Most Scots know the first verse and the chorus, but if you don't, here's the full version. Should old acquaintance be forgot, and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot, and Auld Lang Syne.
For all
And for long, long ago, my dear, for long, long ago, we'll take a cup of kindness yet, for long, long ago. And surely you'll buy your pint chug, and surely I'll buy mine, and we'll take a cup of kindness yet, for long, long ago. We too have run about the hills and pulled the daisies fine, but we've wandered many's the weary foot since long, long ago. We too have paddled in the stream from morning sun till dine, but seas between us broad have roared since long, long ago. And there's a hand, my trusty friend, and give us a hand of yours, and we'll take a deep draught of goodwill for long, long ago. A Brief History of Auld Lang Syne, read by Christy Burns. Written by Caitlin Schneider. Adaptation, production, and sound by Kevin Seaman for Auto Radio. And many, many wishes for a prosperous and fantastic new year from all of us here at Auto Radio.